Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
I am reading this morning out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, one of Paul's letters, and he says this, beginning at verse 14, "To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter." Well, here we are again. The weather is cooling off. They say it's going to be in the 40s here in Gainesville this week. And we're about to enter into one of the great classical traditions in all of sports, at least for me and my son and a few million other close friends of mine. It's World Series time, where a lifetime of memories are made for baseball fans younger and older like you and like me. The World Series begins tonight, pitting the American League champion Houston Astros against the National League champ, the Los Angeles Dodgers. For me and many, it's a time of remembering, reflecting upon and comparing similar moments from the past of every pitch, at-bat and hit, every agonizing strikeout and a crucial moment, along with unbelievable game-saving plays, sometimes questionable umpiring calls, all woven into the lore of baseball history. It's a time where memories of past special moments from generations older to younger and everywhere in between are recalled, shared, and enjoyed once again while waiting for new ones to be added to the pages of our lives. I can remember as if it were yesterday. As a young boy living with my grandparents in Long Island, New York, my grandparents, they came from Poland through Ellis Island immigration lines. And I remember watching with my hardworking grandpa, we both loved baseball, watching on his 10-inch wide black and white television set as Don Larsen of the New York Yankees pitched a perfect game in Game 5 of the 1956 World Series against the Brooklyn Dodgers. It remains the only perfect game ever pitched in the history of the World Series and even now in any postseason playoff series. The Yankees won that World Series in the 7th game, but that Game 5 that we watched together would turn out to be the last baseball game Grandpa and I would watch together, as a day later he suffered a stroke when we were packing the car to go fishing that morning together. These are times where we're reminded that the expected often gives way to the unexpected. And it's in these games where we watch the least likely of all the participants often rising to the occasion to lift one team or the other to victory. Bill Mazeroski's home run for the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the World Series to beat my Yankees back in 1960, or Kurt Gibson's pinch hit home run in 1987 off of Dennis Eckersley and watching him round the bases barely able to walk, or the Red Sox finally winning the World Series, and last year the Chicago Cubs. Who thought it? It's a time of mountaintops and valleys beyond compare, and in the short space of a few days, it all happens. It's a microcosm of what the journey of our life is about. The most meaningful of relationships in life are a lot like that, filled with joyous and glorious mountaintop highs and disappointing and long, hot valley lows. Excitement mixed with unexpected heartaches and disappointments. Memories of fulfilled and unfulfilled dreams, home runs and strikeouts in our life, all forever etched on the fields of our days. Wherever we find ourselves, we should cling to and cherish those moments of our lives, those memories, those traditions and values established through the years of our journey together. Because there's a purity somewhere in all of those moments shared together, those traditions, and in every relationship we have been blessed with in life. It's why Paul tells us in the passage we read to hold on to the traditions, to stand firm in Him, in God, and all that He has taught us. Some of you may remember one such pure moment that I shared with some of you before, which started in 1967, a few months after my bride Linda and I were married. The month was October, like now, and the Boston Red Sox were set to square off against their ace Bob Gibson, pitcher for the powerful St. Louis Cardinals, in the World Series that year. Our wedding day had been 4 months earlier on June 3rd, and we enjoyed a brief honeymoon, which really was all we could afford, which was a 4-day drive along U.S. Highway 17 up the eastern coast of the United States from Florida, where we were married, back to Dover, Delaware. As a member of the United States Air Force back then, Dover Air Force Base was to be our assignment for the first 2 years of our marriage. As the hour drew near for the first pitch of the opening game of the 1967 series, and that was back in the day when they were all played during the daytime, my supervisor at the Air Force Base radar shop, knowing my love for all things baseball, could sense that my attention was elsewhere, rather than where it should have been, on fixing the electronic navigational equipment for our military aircraft to be able to get where they needed to go from point A to point B safely. Graciously, and probably for the safety of our aircraft and flight crews, he told me to go ahead and go home to watch the afternoon World Series game on television. As I was driving off base, I stopped at the Base Exchange grocery store and bought a six-pack of Ham's beer. Just so you know, I quit drinking alcohol 30 years ago, but this was during a period early in my life before I gave it up. I can't tell you what a six-pack of beer costs today, but the cost of that six-pack of Ham's beer then was 85 cents, which, believe it or not, our limited budget could not afford for me to spend. The guilt of spending that money on me selfishly hit me immediately as I was leaving the exchange and continued to build as I drove home. And so when a florist shop came into view as I was driving home, I stopped and bought two yellow roses, 50 cents each. The florist put them in a field of little white flowers called baby's breath and green ferns, and then wrapped the entire arrangement nicely in green tissue paper and tied it with a pretty yellow ribbon. But there it was, $1 more that I just spent that we couldn't afford. Things seemed to be going in the wrong direction. That might be a lesson for future calls, something about where bad decisions might keep leading us if we keep making them. But at least now I was feeling a little better about my earlier purchase of beer, and so I headed home with my $1 bribe of yellow roses in hand, along with the brown paper bag. Linda met me at the door and beamed at the sight of the two yellow roses, which I pushed out toward her with the words, "Happy World Series." It was the best line that I could think of at the time. Sad for me to admit today, but they were the first flowers I had given her since we were married 4 months earlier. And sadly, they were given out of guilt, not grace. But she was thrilled, never said a word about the brown paper bag hanging from her other hand or what was in it. Just one, my friends, of what would be many times to come through the years of her grace shown for me and her love always showered upon me, which helped me to learn to do the same, I hope, for others. The Red Sox lost Game 1 to Bob Gibson's record-setting performance of 17 strikeouts that day, and eventually they lost the World Series. But the tradition of the World Series, yellow roses, now I usually give her a dozen, given on the first day of every World Series, continued without blemish for 49 years, and it will be 50 years today when I go to get them. They're already prepared and waiting for me at the floor, so I'll pick them up later this morning. A glorious tradition, despite its less than noble, self-centered beginning. And I also began to give them to my daughter-in-law, Amy, and granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie Kate, when God brought them into our lives. It was an unintended and fairly selfish beginning to a wonderful tradition, which now underscores a much higher message between us. It has become an annual symbol for us of the renewal of a lifetime commitment to my bride, who was and remains a precious gift from God. And each year, no matter what is going on in our lives at the time, it is a moment and a reminder of our love and our sacrifice to an ideal higher than self, higher than other things, and whether you can believe this or not about me, even higher than baseball. The tradition of Linda's World Series roses, today the 50th year in a row, are part of our fall classic, born out of guilt, then bathed in God's grace through my bride, which God has used through the years to continue to grow and to nurture and sustain our lives and our relationship together. It is absolutely amazing what God does. No matter what we do or why we do it, no matter what we may go through, He demonstrates His love for us, turning guilt, as I demonstrated years ago, into good through His grace. Self-centered moments like mine into traditions which add value and meaning to our lives. That's Him. That's Him for you and me. Happy World Series once again to my precious bride and to all of you, my dear friends. Happy World Series. Press on. Play ball. Enjoy the day. Never forget in the midst of it all that God loves you. Never forget what he will do for you. Stay close to him. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for these dear friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the impact they have in so many different areas of their lives. But I ask that you would remind them that in the midst of whatever, that no matter what happens, what they do, backward steps they take, that you are there and you will use it all. Bathe it in your grace and forgiveness to move us forward into all that you call us to be. Only you can take things that don't seem good and make them good through your grace and help us to a better place. So I ask you to continue to do that for us and for my friends. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your son. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.